First, I want to thank and wish Yasher Koach to Rabbi Kelman for not just this program, but the other programs he's running in the community. And from what I understand, the running of these programs is a thankless job, because whatever you do isn't enough, and it's the wrong thing, and it should have been the other way, and everybody knows better, but nobody wants to do it. And it's important that there be programs in general in the community, particularly for the college kids, and everybody is well aware and fully sharpened in the complaints about why there isn't enough, and here there are people who want to do so that there should be. And I want to encourage people to take advantage, and you have people willing and happy to arrange it. Now it's a matter of people just participating and helping it happen through that. And I want to echo and confirm what Rabbi Kelman said, and I think it would be a good idea for people to really think seriously about, I think, a practical way to start would be a monthly, you know, a Sunday a month program. Could be more, but to start, and that everyone should be there, and that it should go well. And I think if the community sees that that's working, they're going to see that there's what to invest in the youth, and then more things will come. And I think when you think about having such a program, you have to recognize that your coming is much more than just learning yourself, but it's strengthening everybody else who comes too, because you're coming, and the future generations who are going to have it because you were there. And I think people need to think that there should be some volunteers who want to help put this together. Just there should be a focal point, a time where kids get together to learn, to be with each other, to talk, and it can be a day of learning and other things too. And who's going to volunteer? Let's go. Three people. We have to volunteer you. Let's go, come on. David Elmaleh is volunteering. Okay, now who else? So we have one volunteer. Let's go, we can't learn, so we can have some continuity. Otherwise, it's a flash in the pan. I'm volunteering you? Okay. We have two. Sarah's going to volunteer. Sarah's also going to volunteer Marnina. Okay. No, so really, someone is going to... We would thank David Elmaleh and Sarah Weisbrot for volunteering. People are allowed to volunteer even if they never learned in Mashir in Israel. No? Okay. So people are going to work beyond. In any case, it really is something that people should try to do, because hopefully you build something not just for this generation, but for future generations too. Okay, let's take a look together here. We have about 15 minutes. Should be enough time. what page? The last year. Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry. My wife was supposed to say. I think it's the last year, right?
Yeah.
Should say on the top, Achat Bashana.
Yeah.
Once a year. Okay, Yom Kippur is presented as the Torah as a unique occurrence. It's presented as being once a year. Perek Tetzayin Pasuk Lamedalid Vaitazot Lechem Lechukat Olam Lechaper Al Bnei Yisrael Mikol Chatatam Achat Hashana. Once a year. Sefer Shemot as well, Perek Lamed, when it talks about cleansing the Mizbeach from the sins that it's accumulated, obviously in Yom Kippur, also uses the phrase twice, Achat Hashana. This is why Chazal understood this phrase to be particularly relevant and significant on Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Shavuot of Chet Amud Bet tells us, let's just look at the last line. It says, Kapara zu lo tehe ela achat b'shana. The nature of the kapara that we have on Yom Kippur is something unique to once a year. Because even though there are many other things that are mechaper, there are korbanos every Yom Tov, there are other things that we use to be mechaper for sins, the kapara of Yom Kippur is unique and different. And what I'd like to help us appreciate is how the kapara of Yom Kippurim is different and what we need to do in order to maximize it. Now, there's a lot that I wanted to speak about regarding this, but I'm going to try and streamline it and get to the basic point, which I think is a central one. If we look at page 2, you see that there are two words that are basically prominent in the presentation of Yom Kippur. The first is obviously the word kapara. And the Rambam, in Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Aleph, describes the different forms of kapara, the ideal forms, the forms we have to use when we don't have those ideal forms available, like the Seir HaMishtaleach. But then there's a second term, and that is the term tahara. If you look back for a second at page 1, you see that in Vayikra Perek Tzedzayin, Pasuk Lamed, it says that you're supposed to do the things of Yom Kippur ki, and this is the focal pasuk we quote when we talk about Yom Kippur in our tefillot, ki beyom hazeh yichaper aleichem l'taher etchem mikol chatoteichem lifnei Hashem titaru. Ki beyom hazeh yichaper aleichem l'taher etchem. There's kapara that serves for tahara. Kapara that serves for tahara. What does this mean? In what way is it different? If you look at the last Mishnah in Masechet Yoma, the Mishnah talks about this. And back to page 2 on the bottom. We'll focus only on the end, just for time's sake. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechem Yisrael, happy are you, the Jewish people. Lefnei mi atem mitaharim, mi mitahir etchem. And the truth is, it sounds redundant. Lefnei mi atem mitaharim, mi mitahir etchem. Answer, one answer, Avichem Shavashavayim, interesting phrase used to describe God. Shenemar, and here two psukim, Vizarakti alechem mayim tohorim utehartem, Veomer, second pasuk, Mikve Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikve metaret atmeim, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu metaret Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva is obviously focusing, and this is the conclusion of the Sechet Yoma, on this notion of Tahara, but it's interesting to see how he formulates it. First of all, Ashrechem Yisrael. We should be happy about something unique that we have related to Tahara. And then, it's about the address of the Tahara. It's not about how the Tahara occurs. It's about before who you are Mitahir, and who is Mitahir you? The answer being Avichem Shabashamayim, which seems to be significant in and of itself. And then two particular psukim quoted as the basis for this. What is this? What is the Tahara of Yom Kippur, which makes its kapara unique? And how does this help us complete the Yamim Noraim that we began learning 2 days ago with Chodesh Elul? So let's take a look at page 3, where the Rambam speaks about the uniqueness of Tshuva in the Aseret Yimei Tshuva and climaxing on Yom Kippur. The Rambam says, top of page 3, Af al pi sheHatshuva veHatzaka yafeh leolam, even though Tshuva and crying are yafeh leolam. What does the word yafeh mean? Oh, is that a mistake? Oh, I don't have the booklet. Whoops. Dave and abuse. Let me take my sheets. Bottom of page 2. Even though tshuva and tzaka are yafeh leolam. What does the word yafeh mean? Pretty. Isn't that a strange word to describe tshuva? Tshuva is pretty. It's nice. Now the truth is, the Rambam didn't make it up. If you look at the top of page 3, the Mishnah Navot says, Tua Yahomer, Yafeh, Yafa Shah Achat Tshuva. One moment of Tshuva is pretty. And Ma'asim Tovim, then all of Chayei Olam Haba. Why do we use the word pretty? Kind of like that Gemara in Sukkim by Bedikas Chametz. Why do you have to do Bedikas Chametz and not rely on Bittel? Because you might find a pretty cookie. A Galuska Yafeh. And the Mishnah discussed, why does it have to be a pretty cookie? What if it would be a non-pretty cookie, you wouldn't know over the answer. Anyway, so getting back to the point here, tshuva is pretty. It's pretty all the time. But in the Asarai, Yahin, Shebein, Rosh Hashanah, Ve'yom HaKippurim, he, Yafeh, Yafeh, it's gorgeous. I guess that's when you're supposed to sing the song. Yafeh, gorgeous. Then something with tshuva, you're married, or a Saturday tshuva, trying to, win tshuva's heart. What is this? It's very pretty. Yom Kippur, who's man tshuva lakol. Yom Kippur is climax because it's man tshuva lakol. Because of this, l'ficha chayavim hakol la'asot tshuva v'litvadot b'yom Kippurim. In Aseret Yimei Tshuva, it's pretty. And in Yom Kippur, that is tshuva time. And then, because it's tshuva time, listen to this, there's a chiyuv to do tshuva. There are Rishonim who count this as a mitzvah. If you look at the Shaarei Tshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, page 3, who misses a same in a Torah, the heart of your other is Mucho Lav, the Chuba Yom Kippur. Shenema, Nikol Chatzot Echem, Lefnei Hashem Titaru. That was our key puzzle, if you remember. He repeats it over in Shah Revi'i, twice in Shah Revi'i. What makes this time pretty? What makes it a Chiyuv to do Chuba? And how is Yom Kippur different than all of the days that came before it, both Aseret Yimei Tshuva, Elul, etc.? I think the answer comes from returning to the parsha that we learned together 2 days ago, the parsha of Tshuva and Dvarim Perek Lamed. If you remember, we saw that there are two different times, two different phrases, two different steps that describe the Tshuva of Bnei Israel. The first is Pasuk Aleph, when all these bad things happen to you, the brachos and the klalos, v'hashevota el livavecha. Stage 2, Pasuk Bet, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. And this second notion of v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha implies that a person can actually reach God. Amar Rabbi Levi, next source, Gedolat Tshuva Shemagad Ad Kisei HaKavod. Tshuva is so great that it brings you up to the Kisei HaKavod. Ironically, tshuva can get you closer to God than a person who's never sinned can get. All of the statements about Balei Tshuva, etc. The Sforno says, "V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, tiyeh tshuvatcha kedei la'asot ritzon koncha bilvad." The tshuva should be not just to pull away from the bed, but to draw close to God. V'zohi atshuva she'amru zal shemagat ad kisei hakavod. The source for this is "V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha." If you remember on Wednesday when we were talking about Elul, I said that Elul is really about step one. V'hashivota el levavecha. And what I explained then was that tshuva internally means coming to terms with the contradictions, the dichotomies, the tensions of a person's life that cause them to be pulled in different directions, make mistakes, etc. And in order to return to God, first the person has to return to themselves. They need to internalize. They need to sort things out on the inside. You can't make a move in your own life that's significant if it's not sorted on the inside. Elul is about finding that direction. It's about doing that soul searching. It's preparing for a person to make change. And change on the most basic level means changing the distance between man and God. After a person returns to themselves properly, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, then it's possible to move spatially in the relationship to God. How do we know that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are a special time of tshuva? Does anyone remember the pasuk that Chazal darshan? If you look back at the Rambam quotes the pasuk, Dirshu Hashem bihimatzeo. Bottom source on page 2, Kira'uhu biyoto karov. There's a difference between being matsui and being karov. Matsui means someone's present. Karov is a relative term, which means somebody is close to something or something. The message here of tshuva is that it's possible to do a unique tshuva during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva in Yom Kippur because God is close. God makes himself at that time available to man. That's why it's a special time. We prepare in advance of that moment by v'hashivot el levavecha. And if we've prepared properly, we can actually make that move. And that's yafeh mod. There's a beauty. There's something special about being able to draw close to God. Kira'uhu biyoto karov. And for that moment to come and go without a person moving on it, it's an avera. Because God is there and you pay no attention. Yom Kippur is about being, if we look back at the psukim, lifnei Hashem. What allows us to be lifnei Hashem on Yom Kippur? Because Hashem is there. And the symbolism of Yom Kippur, the avod of Yom Kippur is about that. The Kohen Gadol, our representative, walks mamish, the closest you can physically in this world of Nehashem. The people in the Beit Mikdash, when they hear the name of God called out, they say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus HaLeolam Vaed, because God is more present. Kedusha, on regular Shabbatot in Yomim Tovim, at least Ashkenazim say, Nekadesh Et Shimcha, on Yom Kippur, every tefillah, the Kedusha is Na'aritzcha V'Nakdishcha. Talking directly, feeling closer. Keter Yitnu Lecha, for the Sfardim, that we feel the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Yom Kippur is about. It's about being Lifnei Hashem. And that's what can allow for Tahara. Tahara, ultimately, is where a person returns to purity. A person is dirty. They need to re-immerse themselves in the primordial waters of the world, to re-emerge, to be cleansed. But the best Tahara is to link up to the ultimate source of Tahara, which is the Kodesh Baruch. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, look how lucky you are. Lifnei mi atem itahar. Your Tahara happens by being Lifnei Hashem. By being able to come close to Hashem who makes himself present to you. And not just that. Not only does Hashem place himself close to you, not only lifnei mi atem itaharin, but mi mitayarchem. Hashem not only makes himself available for you to relink with him, but he's mitayarchem. And now we quote Deuteronomy.
is Vizarakti Alechem Hayim Tovim. God can throw from a distance cleansing water on you. And you know what?
There are some people who are very far away, and they don't know how to draw close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They don't know how to find a way, even if they want to. So Hashem throws the long distance, moony sprinkling of water.
But the ideal is, the Omer, Mikve Yisrael.
That ideally, ultimately, Hashem can be our mikveh. Now let's understand the shocking nature of this imagery. Man can immerse himself in God. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma ha mikveh mitayres atzmeim? Afa kodesh baruch hu mitayres Yisrael. But there's something interesting about this imagery. The mikveh is there. It can be mitayres. Hashem can be mitayres. But we have to jump in. Yom Kippur is a tremendous opportunity because Hashem is karov. We're lifnei Hashem. But the question is whether we take the jump. And the laws of tefillah are very interesting. Let's say a person puts their finger in the mikvah. Is the finger tahar? Let's say a person goes fully into the mikvah but leaves one finger out. Is any part of them tahar? Let's say a person is fully in the mikvah but there's a chatzitza. You know, little thing a person protects, keeps to himself. Is he tahar? Person has to fully immerse themselves. Person has to leave where they are and jump fully into the mikvah. Ma ha mikvah mitayres atzmeim afa kodesh baruch hu mitayres Yisrael. But the question is whether we choose to jump lifnei Hashem. Yom Kippur is tremendous potential, but at the same time the tremendous often failure, missed opportunity. To be lifnei Hashem and not to take advantage of it. Ashrechem Yisrael, because the God who does this Tara is Avichem Shevashamayim. Which means you have a special in. He's a father. Right? There's compassion. There's a willingness to be mocha. There's an interest in helping. But it's a mikvah that needs to be jumped into. If you remember from the tefillah of Yom Kippurim, it says that when the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem Hashem, the people would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLeolam Vayed. And the Kohen, remember when we sing this? Hayim Messiah Im Hashem, he would, and what would he say to them? He would say, Kiva Yom HaZeh Yechaper Lechem L'tar Eschem L'fnei Hashem. And they would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLeolam Vayed. Ve'af HaKohen Miskavein Ligmor Hashem. V'one L'fneiem what? Titaru. Because just to say God is here in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLeolam, and He's here, isn't enough. Because the question is whether we respond. The question is whether we're mitahir. The question is whether we do something about it. The preparation of Yom Kippur that I talked about in the first year is to pull ourselves out of the reality we're so often lost with, that we're so immersed in, that we're so stuck in. To walk away from it. The question is whether we walk away from or also walk to. Is it just Vashevosa Elevavecha? Is it just where we are is bad? Or do we recognize that we have to fully immerse ourselves in our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Like the Sforno said that we read second source in the bottom of page 3, that the tshuva should be not just because you don't like what you're seeing around you, but kedei la'asos ritzon koncha bilvad. This is the key component of the tara of Yom Kippur, which is what makes the kapara achat b'shana, the one-time event that we build up to through Elul and Rosh Hashanah. So we can get to the point, we immerse ourselves in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that cleanses. There's a lot more to speak about this, but we'll have to continue it at another time. I encourage people to take advantage of the opportunities to help David and Sarah and Marnina in putting together these programs, and look forward to joining you for some of them in the future. Shabbat Shalom.